Welcome to Sierra Leone Live News Broadcast. Political Anatomy of Market Sell-off in Sierra Leone. By Mahmoud Tim Kargbo. Some commentators have rushed to describe the recent national market turmoil as historic and unprecedented, yet its evolution has been quite traditional so far. What may be different this time, however, is whether during and after the pandemic, long-term stability can be restored with the policy tools that were available in the past. The sell-off started as a repricing of national growth prospects. Mounting evidence of economic weakness in the emerging Sierra Leone economy during the pandemic, along with persistently low growth in other sectors of the economy, made it hard for our market to ignore the impact on earnings and profitability of a national slowdown. The sell-off accelerated as fears spread that our policymakers may not be able to respond sufficiently quickly and efficiently to the pressure of the COVID-19 pandemic. Part of this worry has to do with the extent to which our central bank has depleted its ammunition store after years of carrying the bulk of the policy burden. But a more significant concern arises from the correct realization that the primary response would have to come from our political leaders that are the source of growth and financial concerns this time, and not from the professionals in these sectors. As is often the case in Sierra Leone, the sell-off further gathered steam when traders realized that policy circuit breakers would not materialize immediately. The rout became disorderly for a short while when classic deleveraging technical forces, including forced generalized selling by volatility-sensitive market investors and overextended portfolios, took hold of the markets. This result was the conventional mix of price air pockets, valuation overshoots, and contagion. Those are the typical stages of a generalized national market sell-off by politicians. This cycle exhausts itself once prices come down sufficiently to create compelling bargains for sidelined investable funds. This tends to happen first for the best managed companies with resilient balance sheets, and then it spreads to the market as a whole. And there is a lot of dry powder out there, including cash in the hands of households and companies that can be deployed in investment purchases or funds parked in bonds whose yields have fallen and that will look for higher return opportunities. Long-term asset price stabilization could also come from a reinforcement of the market's economic and policy underpinning. But with Sierra Leone economic growth consistently failing to take off in the hands of our two major political parties, APC and SLPP, this responsibility has fallen in the recent past mainly to our central bank, led by our politicians, the system traditional core. This time, however, genuine and durable stabilization will require that a good part of Sierra Leone economic solution come from genuine emerging young politicians, as nearly all our old politicians continue to fail us. Given the economic and political challenges in many of the systemically important sectors of our economy, it will take time for growth to come back strongly and for comprehensive policy solutions to emerge. This could include the deepening of structural reforms without recycling people, the balancing of aggregate or the lifting of pockets of over-leverage and over-indebtedness. Or we must start to hold our politicians responsible for living flamboyant lifestyles. The ACC already set the pace in this drive by prosecuting for possession of unexplained wealth. And the judiciary must continue by convicting for such an offense. As a result, the best that can be hoped for right now in Sierra Leone is short-term market stabilization through another series of liquidity-driven band-aids. This approach will provide much-appreciated immediate relief, but it wouldn't be sufficient to deliver the longer-term anchor of stability that the Sierra Leone financial system is searching for. Thanks for listening to our news broadcast. Sierra Leone Live. Linking Sierra Leoneans around the world, since 1999.